Today we have the opportunity to delve more into this exciting upcoming event that promises to showcase the vibrancy and spirit of the Motor City. In partnership with the City of Detroit, the Detroit Sports Commission and Visit Detroit, along with collaborators like the State of Michigan, Wayne County, Rocket Companies, and the Detroit Downtown Partnership, we're just 30 days away from the 2024 NFL Draft. This is a milestone that marks a momentous occasion for Detroit. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line to talk more about it is Claude Molinari. He is president and CEO of Visit Detroit. Claude, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be with all of you.
30 days and the 2024 Draft is here. How are the preparations going as we get closer to the big day?
I'll tell you, when we unveiled the countdown clock, it was 700 and something days. Now to be 30 days away, it's really, it's a momentous moment for us. And we're very excited. We're going to start breaking ground on construction of the superstructure where the main stage is going to be this Friday. And so it's going to be, that's going to be a great moment for everybody, I think, when we finally, you know, really start the installation process, because it's been a long time coming.
When it comes to that installation process all over campus, Martius, what does that mean for regular Detroiters who are going to work in the next couple weeks?
Well, Jamie, I think there's going to be some pain, but it's going to be
but a lot of gain.
That's right. Yeah. And so we're going to have a press conference today. Mayor Duggan is really going to go through the traffic plan, and I'm going to be waiting for him, you know, to really go through the specific road closures. But it's going to be phased in and over the next 30 days. And so there'll be less congestion in the short term. And then as we get really closer to the event, we'll start to close down a lot more roads around, you know, the NFL draft footprint. But we'll still be able to move around Detroit. And I feel like it'll definitely be worth the minor inconveniences that we're going to be dealing with.
Oh, for sure. As you look at the lineup of events, Claude, talk to moms and dads out there, football fans. What's the thing that you are most excited to participate in when the NFL arrives?
Well, for me personally, it's all about all the people from all over the world that are going to be coming to visit Detroit, and they're going to see us, and we're going to change the perception of Detroit and Southeast Michigan and the state of Michigan. I think that's the most exciting thing for me. But I think for the moms and dads and the families and the football fans, I mean, this is a giant NFL playground. I mean, Hart Plaza is going to be like a combination of an amusement park, the NFL combine.
There you go.
And all kinds of, you know, like football sporting event type of activities, from flag football, punting, passing, kicking, you know, interactive attractions. And then, of course, the main draft itself, where all these teams are going to be able to improve their standing in the league through the NFL draft, which, you know, in other sports, maybe the first five picks are like really game changing. And then after that, it starts to become more of periphery players. In the NFL, you get the third, even the fourth round is bringing you starters.
We don't want them to improve that much, Claude. We only want a certain team to improve.
That is so true. We want those Lions to. It's nice, though, the Lions are picking so late. But, you know, Brad Holmes and the scouting department of the Lions, they seem to pick all the really great players. So we'll snatch them up.
Claude, you know, licensed retailers gearing up already, selling official NFL draft merchandise. You got downtown Detroit businesses and restaurants to boutiques. They're preparing for this influx of visitors during the draft. I mean, how does all that contribute to the overall buzz surrounding the event?
Well, it's enormous. I mean, to have so many of our Detroiters and Southeast Michiganders involved in this event is really critical. You know, 70% of the teammates, because the NFL doesn't do volunteers, they do teammates who get paid, are Detroit residents, City of Detroit residents. So that's really critical to this. And again, as the attendees get ready to come here, I think they're going to get a flavor and a taste of Detroit that is going to be very unique for the NFL draft. And anybody, all they need to do is go down and download the NFL One Pass, which they can find that on going to visitdetroit.com. And that is a free, one more time, free. How about one more time? Free event for everyone to come to.
So 30 days out, you have to start with the logistics of building around Campus Martius. What else is left to do? Because I saw you on the St. Patrick's Day party. You said you're ready.
Well, again, we're ready, but now we have to actually build out the show. So we've got probably 200 tractor trailers of gear coming between theatrical items and then all the NFL interactive stuff. Again, Hart Plaza is going to be turned into a giant football fantasy land. So we'll be setting up all of that. And then next is the, you know, the draft stage and all the theatrics that go with that. We have to fit out the red carpet and the step and repeat for the Fox Theater. So, you know, the really heavy construction and getting things ready and moving some things around the parks, that has been completed. But now it's all the stuff that has to come in for the event, mm-hmm. the move-in of the gear.
Well, we have the NCAA men's basketball tournament coming to LCA this weekend. Downtown Detroit buzzing with excitement. How do you anticipate events like the Sweet 16 contributing to Detroit's reputation as a sports destination?
Well, I think this is just another example of our ability to not only land these big events, but execute them. I mean, Little Caesars Arena is a spectacular venue to host these events. And really, if it weren't for the draft, we'd be all over talking about how exciting it is to host, you know, four of the best college basketball teams in the nation. I mean, the winner of the game on Sunday goes to the Final Four, which coincidentally enough, in 2027, Detroit will be hosting.
All right. Claude Molinari, who is the president and CEO of Visit Detroit, we appreciate you being here with us this morning on JR Morning.
Thank you so much for having me.